Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. The Steamtown Marathon is the biggest race in Northeast Pennsylvania. Every October, hundreds of runners tackle the 26.2-mile course through the city. Registration is on the rise this year, and that means more runners in training over the next few months. WVIA's Haley O'Brien is a runner herself and has spent some time with training groups as they get ready to race all over NEPA this year. She's here now to tell us all about it. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Sarah. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. So let's start with the barrier breakers. They were the group that you, one of the groups that you interviewed for this story on the running culture in Northeast Pennsylvania. So who are they and how are they emblematic of that?
The barrier breakers are a training program in Lackawanna and Luzerne County run by Valley Running Company and Scranton Running Company. Those are running stores. Mm-hmm. And so they have different running groups that train for different races throughout the year. So it could be a 5K race all the way up to the marathon. So the barrier breakers are beginning to train for the marathon this month. That's a four-month process because the Steamtown Marathon is in October. So I was really interested in meeting some of those people and hearing their stories. Every runner has their own story. Mm-hmm. Some people started with a mile. Some people started by signing up for their first 5K. I spoke to one runner who was part of the Barrier Breakers program, and she said she ran a 5K, thought it would be easy, but turned out to be a little bit difficult for her.
Yeah.
So she joined a training program for the 5K to run faster, and then she ended up running a half marathon in April of this year, and now she's going for the full marathon. So that's a pretty cool story about how the training program is getting people to be really interested in running.
Mm-hmm. So the Steamtown Marathon is the end for this group, but and kind of the pinnacle of local races. But what are some of the other races that are available in Northeast Pennsylvania?
There are so many, especially in the spring and the summer. So I did go to one in May at Francis Slocum State Park. That was a little bit unique. It was a trail run, 5.3 miles, and that was run by the Wyoming Valley Striders Group. That's a Luzerne County running group. And so they put together that race. They put together many races throughout the year. And, you know, they do other things to promote the running company. They have a newsletter just to kind of keep that engagement going.
Mm-hmm. So why do some of your sources in these groups think the running culture has been growing in these recent years?
Yeah, that's interesting. And that was my big question going into this, because running is a sport that's been around longer than you and I have, mm-hmm. way longer. And so I'm wondering, you know, why is there an increase? You know, that's what originally inspired this story, was an increase in registrations for the Steamtown Marathon this year, more than last year. And so there are a few reasons for that. You know, I spoke to the organizers of the race. They say that they started a new course in 2025, so they think that's part of the reason. But they're also seeing a trend of people wanting to run the longer distance races, mm-hmm. rather than the shorter. And, you know, there was a trend a few years ago of more of those mountain races, the trail races. But, you know, more of those people want to do those, that 26.2 miles.
All right. So how do you recommend that someone gets into running if they're interested in it right now?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's different. But if you are a beginner, it would be good to just go out and, you know, run as long as you can and then walk and then run a little bit again and then walk. I think the hardest part is getting through that threshold of not being like the best runner or not being able to do a full mile. But if you keep going and you be consistent, I think that's the number one thing.
Okay. Well, normally I would close this by saying we look forward to your further coverage of running in Northeast Pennsylvania, but unfortunately, this is the last time we're going to have you on News Voices as a WVI reporter. So instead of that, we'll just say thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your amazing work and good luck in your next venture.
Thank you. And thank you to our audience. It's been a privilege.